Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. Yes, yes, yes. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they may speak no gall. 1 Peter 3:10. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today thanking you, Master, for this day. Thanking you for the opportunity that you give us. Thank you, oh God, for the breath that we breathe, the air that we breathe, and the breath that you give us to breathe the air. Oh God, thank you. Thank you for eyes that we can see, oh God. Thank you for feelings, oh God, that we can feel. We could be emotional, that we can have feelings, oh God. We could be happy, we could be sad. Thank you, God. No one has given us these gifts but you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Master. Thank you for everything that you're doing, everything that you've done. Oh, God, we are just grateful. We thank you for Jesus. Oh, we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says, thank God. Yeah, thank God. Because if it had not been for God, if it had not been for him sending Jesus to redeem mankind, where would we be? I know I would have been lost. I would have been lost on a road of destruction with no God on my side. Yeah, no God. Thinking I could do everything on my own. I didn't need no help. Oh, but thanks be to God for Jesus. We are just grateful. We just thank God for you, and we thank God for you. We thank God for all our listeners near and far. And we know that we have some listeners that are outside the country, outside these United States. And we are grateful for you to learn us, your listening ears. We are grateful. We want to acknowledge that. We want to let you know that we're grateful. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. We know that we have been. Last week we talked about the jealous creator. How God, he has the right to be jealous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like some of us. We know some of us are jealous creatures. But God has the ultimate right to be jealous. Yeah, because he created us. Us, not just one. He created all of us. Yeah. I know what scientists say. I know their theories. And I know about the egg and, you know, the whole thing. But I also know who God is. And he is creator of mankind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. He loved man. He loved man. He was the one who breathed onto man. And man became a living soul. Mm-hmm. We must never, never take that away from him. Mm-mm, never. He's the ultimate creator of this world. Mm-hmm. He is. So sometimes in our life, we are so wrapped up in our circumstances. And we know we get pretty wrapped up in our circumstances. Mm-hmm. That we totally lose sight of God. Either we lose sight, or some of us never had sight on him at all. Mm. Yes, we get up every day from a good night rest, but we can't seem to see God. We can't seem to find him. Mm. Yeah. Yes, we may have a good job, good kids, a comfortable home, a great marriage. We may have all these things. Yeah. But we can't seem to find God. What is it with that? We can't seem to find him. Could it be that we are totally consumed with the things that are centered around us, that we have lost, I'm going to say sight, but some of us haven't had the sight to see that. We've lost sight on where and how to approach God. We've lost it. Yeah, we may have been taught how to pray when we were young, we were little, or we were kids. But when we became older, when we became able to put our own pants on and when we became able to put the key in the ignition and drive ourselves to our own job, when we begin to have a bank account, when we begin to get all of these luxury things that God has provided for us, some way, somehow, we can't find him. We can't find him. But instead of looking unto God, now I wanted to say that God is these things. He's the God of the mountains. He's the God of the valley. He's the God of the ocean. He's the God of the sea. He's the God of the earth. And he is the God of the heavens. I want you to remember that. He's omnipresent. Oh, yeah. Omnipresent, I said. He created everything. I don't care what scientists say. I don't care what anyone says who don't believe in a true and a living God. If they say it, they're using his oxygen that he's giving them to breathe. They're using his eyes that he has created for them to see. They're using his voice. It's not theirs. Yes. Everything. I just have to say this. I've been saying this all week. I've been saying that for a whole month. Everything God created is good. We come in and we pollute. We pollute it. Mm-hmm. So in your situation, in your mess, and I say mess, and I literally say mess, because some of these things are things that we have created ourselves, so they are mess. Why? Because we have chose to walk away from God, saying that we could do it on our own, we got this, or I don't need no help, or I don't need to go to no church, I don't need to go pray, I don't need, so we in our own mess. And see, when we're in our own mess, many times we get where we don't know what to do. Yeah. Yeah. Because now you're out there. So you became your God of the sea. Yeah. Yeah, you have become the God of the sea. And you're sinking every day and you realize it. But you still won't come to an almighty God who is standing ever present, waiting. Been calling on you for a long time, When you walked away, he was still beaten. Isaiah 40 and 28 says, have you ever heard or understood? Do you know that the Lord is everlasting? He's everlasting God. He is the creator of all the earth. Scientists didn't create the earth. No, scientists didn't create the earth. And you know, when I hear people say that a hospital heals people, and I say, you are so far wrong. You are so out of touch with the spirituality. The hospital does not heal people. A doctor does not heal people. They are just servants. They are places where God has things in place to more or less add to what he has going to do. God is the healer. Let me just be clear with you. God heals. Doctors don't heal. Hospitals don't heal. God has the healing power. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm hearing that. I'm hearing it in a commercial that the hospital healed. And I'm like, what? The hospital has no power? Glory to God. When you're out of touch with the spirituality, when you have begin to walk into flesh, when you all about you, when it's all self, this is how self looks. Self says, I can do these things. I don't need help. But I want you to know that Isaiah right here is telling you, have you ever heard, or do you even understand, do you know that the Lord is, he's everlasting. He's an everlasting God. Because he is the creator of the earth. He never grew faint or weary. Did you hear what I say? He never grew weary. He never grew faint. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. Glory to God. Aren't you just happy? Aren't you happy that you know him? Aren't you happy that you have a relationship with him? Look at that. The depths of his understanding. Oh, glory to God. If we only had understanding. Yes. Isaiah 29 says he gives power to those who are tired. Hallelujah. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody out there that got worn out? Anybody out there that got tired? Oh, I could tell you about getting tired. I could tell you about getting worn out. And guess what? What I know is when I'm tired, when I feel weak, oh, glory to God. He's strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is strong. And he's able. I said he's able. He's an able God. Hallelujah. Look at that. Yeah. When we get weak, he offers strength to all of us in our weakness. Yeah. Power. Endless power. Endless power. That is what he has. Verse 30 says, even youth, young folks, will become exhausted, and young men will give up. They will just give up and get tired and just tired of trying and just give up. Hold their hands up and say, I'm done. I just can't keep doing this. But glory be to God. Glory be to God that when we get in this place, when we get to this place of tiredness, when we get to this place of weakness, when we get to this place of being overwhelmed, there is a God. Hallelujah. He sits high and he looks low. He don't sleep, nor does he slumber. Oh, hallelujah. He sees all and he knows all. He is the beginning and he is the end. Oh, hallelujah. I can go on and tell you about him. Oh, yeah. But you see, the thing is, when we get weak, we need to, we take our hands off. Take our hands off. Let him be God. Let him be God. Oh, hallelujah. Let him be God. He don't need help. Let him be God. Verse 31 says, but those who wait on the Lord, wait. You wait on the Lord. We'll find what? New strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. New strength. Wait. Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big deal to some of us. Waiting meaning to shut up. Waiting means to learn to listen. Waiting means, I say, to go into timeout. Waiting means to go lay down, take a nap, wait to be patient. I had to tell myself that. Oh, yeah. I had to tell myself how to wait. Wait on him. He's coming. He's coming. Remember, he is a deliverer. He said he will deliver those who will diligently seek after him. Yeah, yeah. If you call on him, if you exalt him, if you give him honor, if you acknowledge who he is, glory to God. Remember, he's the God on the mountains. Hallelujah. He's the God in the valley, I said. Oh, he's the God in the sea. He's the God in the earth. And he is the God in the heavens. Yes. Psalms 9 and 10 says the Lord is, he's a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Now, we're not saying that we won't have trouble. He tells us that we're going to have trouble. We're going to have trials and we're going to have tribulation. And he said, what? Be of good, what? Cheer. Why? Because he has overcome. And if he has overcome, he has telling us that we have the ability, that we have the power. If we walk with him, we can be overcomers too. We can overcome. Why? Because he said that greater works. He said, greater works will you do, you who are in me. Yeah. Greater things. It may look rough sometimes. It may look hard. You may get weak. You may have to sit down. You may have to grab a chair. You may have to take a nap. You may have to lay down. But it's okay. Because he tells us to take rest. He tells us to take rest. Yes. This is what he did for Elijah. The prophet was tired, and he told him to rest. And he sent food to the prophet. Yes. So the prophet could keep on with the work, because the work is not done. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I want you to know that God is a faithful God. God is a shelter. When you're feeling oppressed, when you're feeling depressed, when you're in trouble, when you done got in something that you shouldn't have got in, oh, he's ever present. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a refuge. Yes. Ever needed shelter? Ever been in a foxhole? Ever been in a war zone? Ever been in physical fighting? A physical fight? Ever been robbed? Ever been robbed of your joy and your peace? Huh? God is ever present. Oh, yeah. He is your shelter in the time of a storm. Verse 10 says, those who know your name trust in you. For you, O Lord, have never, look at that, have never, you have never abandoned anyone who searched for you. Glory to God. That's why I said, get up early. Early in the morning, seeking him. Early in the morning, seeking God. Yeah. We seek him.
rise early. We seek him while we fresh. We seek him before we get tied up in any things of the day. Before anything of the day actually comes into our spirit, we have already spent quality time with Jesus. It's so important. It is so important. I get up every morning and invite him into my day. Oh, yeah, and I say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. You have created this day, God. Oh, yes. And the second thing I do, I pray for my enemies. I have to learn to pray for the enemy, to learn to pray for them. Yeah. Think about it. The enemy is just a sinner, and we pray for sinners. The enemy is a sinner, too, someone who don't know the Lord. Yes, we should get up and have quality time with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalms 24, 1 through 4 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, everything. When you look around and you see things that are in the earth, he created that. He created this, and everything he created was good. It is good today. It is good. Verse 2 says, for he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depths. Think about that. What kind of God is this? What kind of God is this? Oh, he's omnipresent. He's all-knowing. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's our El Shaddai. He is the king. We're talking about the babe coming, the babe getting ready to come and be born. Oh, he's all of that. Yes. But he wants you. He wants me to get to know him. He wants us to have a relationship that's so tight that we're tied up and we're tangled up in him. And when we're tied up and we're tangled up in him, nobody, nothing can come and separate us from the love. Nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Not even the depths. Not even destruction. Nothing, I said. Not even tribulations. Not even disasters. When they come, we're going to push closer and closer. We're going to draw nigher to him. Knowing that he is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Knowing that he is with us while we're going through. All the families that are in Kentucky and Arkansas and all the places where they have the disasters. Yes. We pray for them. We pray for their strength. We pray that they don't lose sight that God is with them. Even while they're going through it. Yeah. Just like us, in anything that we may encounter, we pray for each other that God is with us, that we don't lose sight of that, that we don't entertain the enemy when he come and try to tell us that God don't love us, that we hold fast because we are tied up and we're tangled up and we're wrapped up in Jesus. Did you hear what I said? Verse 3 says, Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who can stand in his holy place? Glory to God. Who has that kind of power? Who can do that? Verse 2 says, only those with hands and hearts that are pure, who do not worship idols, and never tell lies. Listen to that. Yes, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here we see that God is telling us that should a man continue in sin? No. We have the ability. We have the power to repent. We have the power to go to God in prayer. Psalms 24 and 8. Who is the king? Who is that King of glory? Hallelujah. I just love that verse. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Hallelujah. The Lord, he's invisible. He's invisible in the battle. Did you hear what I said? He's invisible. When the fight is going on, the enemy can't even see him. Glory to God. But oh, hallelujah, the children of God, those who are believers in Christ, you know he's right there because you can see him, you can feel him, you see him move. Hallelujah. Yeah, he is the King of glory. Yes, and we should hold fast. We should hold fast. Glory to God. Knowing that he's with us. Sure, we may get weak. Sure, we may get worn sometime. But remember, he is the King of glory. Hallelujah. He is strong and mighty. He is the Lord invisible in the battle. When it looked like you're just standing there all by yourself, that's what it looked like to the enemy. You're standing by yourself. He think you're alone. Yeah, he don't know who you know. Glory to God. Remember that you're not alone, that you're wrapped up, that you're tied up, that you're tangled up. You're wrapped in Jesus. Did you hear what I said? And when you're wrapped up and you're tied up and you're tangled up, the world can't do you no harm. They can't do you no harm. They may try. The fiery darts may come, and they will come. But they can't do you any harm. Why? Because you are a child of the Most High God. And he know you, and you know him. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we just thank you, God, for every listener, God. We hope and we pray, God, that the word will penetrate through their hearts, oh God, that they will realize and know who they are in you, that they will know, God, that all they have to do is spend some time with you, Master, and that when they need you, God, you will come. Oh, glory to God. Help them to be a light shining in a dark place, oh God, that men will see you in them and come to glorify you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We thank God for everyone that's here tonight, and we look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. We know everyone is in the holiday spirit, and a lot of things are going on, but we have to spend time with God. We got to do it. Spending time is so important. Yes. For you to be with someone and encourage someone that you're near, someone that's dear to you, someone that you know need to have a relationship with God. So be blessed. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, girl, I ain't done with that t-shirt like that. Oh, I just wanted to try to see.